How many of you have played checkers? There's a few hands. Good. In checkers, one of your goals is to move your man all the way across the board to the other side, called the king row, where that man is crowned and becomes a king. And the king has more powers than the ordinary checker. The king can move in both directions, and when he jumps over a normal man of your opponent, he captures him. He gets taken away. Many a checkers game is won by the person that gets the first king. Or maybe your knowledge of a king was from a nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. And then there's King Arthur and his court. But we're talking about a different king. We're talking about an eternal King and Lord, Jesus Christ. This Sunday is the last Sunday of the church's liturgical year, and the readings describe the enthronement of our victorious King, Christ, in heaven in all his glory. This means that we live in the peace of Christ when we surrender our lives to him every day and accept him as our guide, Savior, and King, and allow him to rule our lives. Let's look first at the government of God. Did you ever think of it as a government of God? In Daniel, we read, his dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. We just heard that in the first reading. In heaven, the form of government in which we shall live eternally, it won't be a democracy, it won't be socialism or a communist regime or that of any kind of tyrannical dictator. Jesus is king, that is a monarch, and he is our benevolent and sovereign Lord. In 1 Timothy we read, we who believe in King Jesus will spend eternity with a blessed ruler who loves us beyond measure. Even those who have lived in a worldly monarchy or a benevolent dictatorship will not be able to relate to that heavenly kingdom. The beloved Apostle John says, we are now the sons of God. What we shall be has not yet been revealed, but we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And in the book of Revelation, we read, King Jesus gives us an eternal wedding feast. The most any kings in the Old Testament gave him was a seven-day wedding party. Jesus gives us an eternal wedding feast. The Catechism tells us, Lord Jesus dies for us as we kill him. Wow. In John we read, everyone has access to King Jesus. No one had access to kings in the old times. Even the kings in our recent history, no one had access to them. Matthew, Luke, and John in various places tells us, Jesus comes to serve his subjects and lay down his life out of love for us. Many in our secular world choose to serve the gods of sex, money, power, greed, ambition, status, or wanton pleasure seeking. Others are imprisoned by terrible enslavement to addiction, compulsion, or abuse. We must make a choice. In Joshua we read, decide today whom you will serve, and then later, give your life to Jesus, your King and Lord. So much for talking about the government of God. Let's look at our relationship to Jesus' kingship. Do we recognize that Lord Jesus has been given all authority and power to reign over heaven and earth? John tells us Jesus was crucified for his claim to be the Messiah King. In Daniel we read, the Messiah King would rule not only over his people Israel, but ultimately over all the nations of the world. God is king and ruler over all. God did not want to give his people Israel a king. Why didn't he want to? Because God alone was their king and they needed no other. But in Psalm 89 we read, nevertheless, God relented and promised his people that through David's line he would establish a ruler and a kingdom that would last for eternity. The Jews understood that the Messiah, which means anointed one, would come as God's anointed king to restore paradise and to establish God's reign of everlasting peace for them. They wanted a messianic king who would free them from strife and division and from foreign opposition. But that's not why Jesus came. Jesus came to deliver his people and the whole world from the worst kind of tyranny possible, from bondage to sin, condemnation, and death, and to free us from Satan's kingdom of deception, oppression, and destruction. Jesus came to conquer hearts and souls for an unshakable kingdom, a kingdom ruled not by force or fear, but by the power of God's righteous peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Matthew tells us that when Satan tempted Jesus during his 40-day fast in the desert, in the wilderness, he offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus knew the world was in Satan's power, and that's why he came, to overthrow Satan's power and deception over the earth. Jesus knew the way to victory was through submission to his Father's will and strategy. The Father sent him, his only begotten Son, into the world not to condemn it, but to save it through the atoning sacrifice which Jesus would make through the shedding of his blood on the cross of Calvary. As Jesus was dying on the cross, he was mocked for his claim to kingship. Nevertheless, he died not only as the King of the Jews, but as the King of all nations as well, the King of all of us. His victory over the power of sin, Satan, and the world was accomplished through his death on the cross and his resurrection. He exchanged a throne of glory for a cross of shame to restore us from slavery to sin and glory with God as his adopted sons and daughters. In the book of Revelation, Jesus is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have a choice. Do you recognize Jesus Christ as your King and Lord? Which ruler and which kingdom will you serve? The scriptures tell us there are only two kingdoms in the world, and they are opposed to one another: the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Each kingdom is ruled by one Lord or Master: the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the true light of the world, or the false Messiah and ruler who is called Antichrist and an angel of death, who rules by lies and deception. If we follow and serve Lord Jesus Christ, he will open our eyes to the light of his truth and guide us on the course that leads us to our true homeland and security of God. If we follow the course which is set by the world, then we will discover that sin, pride, and greed lead us down the path of distraction, division, and death, rather than a life of community and freedom. Which kingdom will you serve? Today and for all eternity, the world which passes away, or God's kingdom which lasts for all time? If we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and King, we become citizens of an everlasting kingdom, which is governed by God's righteousness, peace, and love. We must ask, is our life submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? I've discussed the government of God and our relationship with God's kingdom. Let's summarize what we believe about Christ the King and the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the only sovereign King. His cross is his throne, and the Sermon on the Mount is his rule of law. As his citizens, we need only obey one major law: love God with all your being, love others as I have loved you. His love is selfless, compassionate, forgiving, and unconditional. He is a king with a saving and liberating mission, freeing us from all types of bondage, enabling us to live peacefully and happily on earth, and promising us an inheritance in the eternal life of heaven. What is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of Christ the King? I found a beautiful explanation by Gerald Durning of St. Louis University. He says, first, the kingdom of God is a space. It exists in every home where parents and children love each other. It exists in every region and country that cares for its weak and vulnerable. It exists in every parish that reaches out to the needy. Secondly, it is a time. It happens whenever someone feeds a hungry person, or shelters a homeless person, or shows care to a neglected person. It happens whenever we overturn an unjust law, or correct an injustice, or avert a war. It happens whenever people join in the struggle to overcome poverty, to erase ignorance, to pass on the faith. The kingdom of God is in the past, in the life and work of Jesus of Nazareth. It is in the present, in the work of the church, and in the efforts of many others to create a world of goodness and justice. It is in the future, in heaven for us, reaching its completion in the age to come. The kingdom of God is a condition. Its symptoms are love, justice, and peace. Jesus Christ is King. We pray today that God may free all the world to rejoice in his peace, to glory in his justice, and to live in his love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are my King and there is no other. Be the Lord and Master of my heart, mind, body, and soul. May I always seek to do your will and to serve your kingdom above all else. Amen.